It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. The latest in food and feed science has improved our understanding of diet and nutrition. As our knowledge grows in this area, we realize not even commodity crops all have the same nutritive value. Genesis Feed Technologies is helping feed manufacturers get the most out of their ingredients, and CEO Peter Schott thinks this could eventually mean quality premiums for growers.
We try to connect ingredient purchasers with marketers in the animal feed industry. And how that relates down to growers is, you know, farmers like my dad and brother who are growing crops like corn and soybeans and whatnot, we're trying to help buyers recognize the inherent value of those crops to drive more exports from the United States and ultimately get more money in the pockets of farmers that are working hard to grow quality crops here in the United States.
Schott says the full nutrition of these globally traded ingredients is currently undervalued, and getting buyers to appreciate this fact could mean premiums for U.S. producers.
The science and technology have taught us about, you know, amino acids and energy that are a big component of that aren't directly tied to the protein levels in soybeans. So by peeling that back a layer down to these other things that may make it more complicated to trade on, but can help people make decisions about where they buy from them that they may not have otherwise.
He expects the type of protein premiums that we often see in wheat also applying to other crops like soybeans as well. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.